Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the pimp comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right. I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So welcome, everybody. That's right. Welcome, everybody, to Gregory's Stories. Well, I'm G Money, the pimp comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. And the first thing I want to do is talk sports. Let's talk NBA playoff basketball. All right, the Western Conference have ended up with a champion, which is the Golden State Warriors, have won the playoffs and are now waiting on the champion of the Eastern Conference to play for the NBA championship. So now in the Eastern Conference, we have the Miami Heat playing against the Boston Celtics. And right now the series is 3 games for Boston and 2 games for Miami. Now they play game 6 this weekend, but I don't know what the final of that game was. So DJ Papa D, do you know who won that game 6? Was it Miami or did Boston win?
So I think you're probably talking about game 7, and Boston won game 7. So they won the series 4-3. And they move on up to the finals to play the Golden State Warriors.
Okay. So Boston goes to the final, the championship game again, like their history has showed before. Boston has about 8 championships under their belt in their conference. So now it's Boston against a 3-time winner, the Golden State Warriors. So now we'll see who's going to be the NBA champion of the Eastern Conference versus the Western Conference. And when is game 1, DJ Papa D, do you know? They're probably going to have a couple of days break before they get into
game 1 begins on June 2nd.
June 2nd. So that's 2 days from today, because today is May 30th. So June 2nd will be 2 days from
that's
today.
3 days from today.
Okay. Yeah, I was doing my calendar assessment to see how many days this month has. All right. So in 3 days, will start with the NBA Finals, and we can see who's going to be the NBA champions for 2022. All right. Well, that's G-Money Sports Report. Now, for G-Money News Report. Oh, well, I don't have any news to report. Anything interesting going on. Everybody's still talking about the shooting in Buffalo, and they're still talking about the shooting in Texas, but they're trying to talk about what they're going to do about the guns and the checking of people's ID and everything, because when you turn 18, you're legal to go and buy weapons. So they want to change the age limit for being able to go into a gun store and buying a gun. So that's the latest report I have on what's going on with the gun situation in the United States. So that's it for G-Money's news report. Now, I got a song for you. It's called Family Affair. It's a family affair. It's a family affair. It's a family affair. It's a family affair. I got hookers in the front of my house. I got strippers in the backyard in my pool. I got women in the house, in the kitchen, cooking food. I like to have a lot of women around, because that's how I get down. It's a family affair. It's a family affair. It's a family affair. It's a family affair. I got kids in the park swinging on the swings, sliding on the slide, playing on the merry-go-round, because that's how kids get down. We like to have a lot of women around, because that's how we get down. It's a family affair. It's a family affair. It's a family affair. It's a family affair. I got my homeboys in the backyard barbecuing on the grill. They're hanging out in the gym, which is next to my pool. They're lifting weights and getting buff, because that's what we do. We like to have a lot of women around, because that's how we get down. It's a family affair. It's a family affair. It's a family affair. It's a family affair. I'm cooking barbecue dinners at night, and I'm feeding everybody that comes around, because that's how I get down. I like to have a lot of women around, because that's how we get down. It's a family affair. It's a family affair. It's a family affair. It's a family affair. I'm G Money, the pimp comic. And if you don't know, you better ask somebody. I'm G Money, the pimp comic. I can put it down, girls. Come on now. I'm G Money, the pimp comic. I'm so funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. I'm Gene Money, the pimp comic. If you don't know, now you know. I'm G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-Money. G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-Money. I'm so pretty, I could kiss myself. I've been a G since the day I was born. You gotta love him. You gotta love him. You gotta love him. You gotta love him. Playboy pretty, pimp crazy. You gotta love him. You gotta love him. You gotta love him. You gotta love him. He's been a G since the day he was born. He's so pretty, you could kiss himself. I'm G, 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 Money. I'm so funny, I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. I'm G Money, the pimp comic. If you didn't know, now you know. All right, let's take a commercial break. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
When I first got to Vegas, my girlfriend, which is Snoop's auntie, she had gotten word that Snoop was performing in concert. So I didn't know at the time, but the AVN, the Adult Video Network, was holding a convention in Las Vegas for all the porno stars. And they had a concert, which was the Pimp and Players Ball, and Snoop was the special guest. So we went to the concert, and we were standing up front by the stage, and Snoop came out and performed and was doing his show, and he broke out a blunt, and he lit the blunt on stage and then passed it to me, and I turned and looked at all of the cameras in the audience, and I saw it was on all of the TV screens in the room, so I was the star right then and there.
I ain't wasting no more time waiting on you to come to me. All my girls got big old butts. I love all the girls in my world. They made me the man that I am.
And I'm the Playboy extraordinaire.
I woke up Monday morning, rise and shine. Got dressed, went outside, took my Mustang 65. That's my ride. That's my ride. My Mustang 65, and I rolled on.
My Mustang was shot. I had 20s all around. They couldn't tell me nothing. 3 inches off of the ground. It was cold on the outside, and then I had lights under my wheel, and it was white on the inside. I was low riding for real.
I don't gangbang, I play ball. I don't gangbang, I play ball. I play football, basketball, baseball, and ran track. I never did have to watch my back. I'm a comedian from L.A. I work from Diego to the Bay. I tell jokes about animals and women with no hair. I taught school in Compton. They said the kids were dumb. I beg to differ, 'cause I taught them one-on-one.
I just wanna celebrate. I love my mama. I love my dad. I love all my brothers, even DJ Papa G. I love my mama. I love my dad. Even the one they say is crazy, even DJ Big Mac. Happy Father's Day. Happy Father's Day. I only have one dad. It was me, my mama plus three. He was my best friend. Happy Father's Day. I'm G Money and I'm here to stay. I rap on the microphone like back in the day. I came to party, didn't come to play. They stop me now, 6-5 all day. Early in the morning, late at night, two dead boys got up to fight, back to back. They faced each other. They drew their swords and they shot each other.
I just wanna celebrate, yeah, yeah. Another day of living, yeah. I just want to celebrate another day of life.
G-Money's a pimp. Just playing. Make the man, big booty girls run the world. Bigger the headache, bigger the pill. Call me the big pill. And I got girls all over the world. I got hookers in the front of my house. I got strippers in the pool. I got women in the kitchen cooking food. I got kids in the park, on the swing, riding on the slide, playing on the merry-go-round.
I just want to celebrate, yeah, yeah, another day of living. Yeah, I just want to celebrate another day of life.
I was in the 11th grade, and between classes, I was playing with a yo-yo. That's right, that's right. I could walk the dog, and then I could rock the cradle, and then you did around the world. That's right, that's right. I yo-yoed between classes. That's right. I yo-yoed at lunchtime. That's right, that's right. I yo-yoed on the way home from school. I mean, I yo-yo all the time. That's right, that's right.
I just want to celebrate, yeah, yeah. Another day of living. Yeah, I just want to celebrate another day of life.
I'm Dream Money. Ladies love my style. I'm cool in the neighborhood. They love my smile. I'm running through the city and I'm walking for a mile. Don't call me on the phone unless you call my dial.
I'm G-Money. I'm G-Money. I'm G-Money. Come on now. I'm G-Money. The pimp coming. I can put it down, girl. Come on now.
Can't go down no further. I'm gonna stick right here. Can't go down no further. I'm gonna stick right here.
Well, I'm G Money, the pimp count. And if you didn't know, now you know. And now that you know, go and tell somebody. Heard me?
know, I was teaching school in Compton, and I had some black kids, and I had some white kids, and some Indian kids, and some Asian kids, then I had some Mexicans. So I need to find out if everybody could speak English, because otherwise I had to send them to a bilingual class. I got up and I asked them, I said, if you're dumb as a rock and you're stupid as hell, stand up. And the kids were talking among themselves, and then one kid stood up. And I said, Michael, did you understand what I asked you? And he said, yeah. You said, if you're dumb as a rock and you're stupid as hell, stand up. And I said, okay, well, if you understood what I'm saying, then why are you standing? He said, well, teacher, I didn't want you to be standing by yourself.
My comedy album is going to be a big hit, so get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G-Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G-Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is a symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G-Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G-Money gear and send it to us. And we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube. Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? Would you like to make a lot of money? Would you like to increase your wealth? Would you like to be rich? Would you like to increase your personal net worth? Well, you need to join G Money's wealth building team. Join Team We Believe. That's right. You can join the team by going to Gregory G Money Girard's Facebook page or go to Storytime with G Money and sign up with GS Partners and join the wealth building team. That's right. We're building wealth in the communities all over the world. So all you have to do, sign up and become a member of GS Partners Wealth Building Situation. And you can start collecting G999 coins. The more coins you own, the more money you can make. And the more money you make, the richer you can be. You can increase your personal wealth by millions of dollars. So contact G Money Radio Show and listen to the daily report on the value of the G999 coin for your net worthing pleasure. The more coins you own, the more money you'll make. So join Team We Believe. You can be rich.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? Happy Memorial Day to you for all of those that gave up their lives so that we can have peace and freedom in the United States. We celebrate Memorial Day for them. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year. So welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I guess it's time for me to share a story with you that I recorded for the listening audience. So if you sit back, put your feet up, put your head back, grab a cold drink like a beer or some wine, or get a soda or get a cold glass of water and just sit back and enjoy it. And get some chips or some popcorn or some peanuts and munch along with my story. So, listen as I tell you a story about a situation in my lifetime. So sit back and relax and enjoy the story. I'm G Money. And now, sit back and listen to the story that I recorded for your listening pleasure. Okay, DJ Papa D, play my story for me, please. I was bowling in this tournament, and I was working on my first game, and I looked like I had a pretty good start. I was definitely going to shoot a 200, which would have been good for me, because it would have looked good to my teammates that knew that they had gotten a good bowler. So my leadoff man was shooting the eighth frame, or the ninth frame. He was shooting his ninth frame. And he had gotten a strike in the eighth. So when he rolled in the ninth, he got a split. But it was a baby split. So it wasn't one that he couldn't pick up. I knew he could roll the ball and go between the two pins and pick up the split. And that's what he did. He rolled the ball perfectly, and it went between the two pins, and it knocked both of them down. So he got a spare in the ninth frame. And then the other guy, the second man, got up, and he rolled the ball, and it hit the pocket. Boom! And he got a strike. And I was like, all right, good job. So it was my turn now. And I was up, and I lined up my feet on the spot and put my hands facing the pins, and I went to roll the ball. I took my three-step delivery and rolled the ball, and it was going straight, and I slid down the lanes, and I was like, yeah, pow! And it hit the pocket, and it left me a 10-pin again. That 10-pin was looking at me in the face, and I couldn't believe it.
roll for me. And the 10 pin stood up and looked at me in the face and didn't fall. And I was disappointed. I was like, oh, man, come on. What's going on with these lanes? So I got my ball back, and I lined up my shot, and I rolled it down, and the ball ran right by the 10 pin. It just hooked when it got to the 10 pin, so I left the 10 pin standing. And I was humiliated, but I was hot. And I walked back to the back of the bowling alley, and I slapped the bowling balls in the bowling alley, and I kicked the table. I just acted a big baby. I was just so pissed off because my 200 game, I was down to like 198, getting ready to shoot the 10th frame, and I was just furious. So my leadoff bowler got up, and he took his time and rolled the ball down, and he got 6 pins, which was good. It was an easy spare, and he picked up the spare. And then he rolled the ball, and he got a strike in the 10th frame. And I was like, okay, a spare and a strike, that's 20 to add to what you got. And he was sitting on about 170. And I said, well, that's a pretty good game. So then my second bowler got up, and he took his time. He put his feet together, and he lined up his shot. And he took his four-step delivery and delivered the ball, and he said, boom! And he stuck a 7-pin. Oh, I couldn't believe it. That 7-pin just stood there looking at him. Everything else shook up, and the 7-pin just stood there. And I was like, oh, come on. What's going on here? So he took his time. He rolled the ball down there, and he picked up the 7-pin. So he was working on 190 plus whatever he gets on this first ball. And he rolled it down there, and he picked up the 7-pin. So he was okay. He had one more shot. And he rolled, and he got 8 pins. Oh, I thought he was going to get a strike, but he only got 8 pins. So he ended up bowling a 198, which was a good game, but he still should have had a 200. But he had a 198 game. So now it's my turn, and I go up to the lanes, and I pick my ball up, and I slap my holes on the ball a couple of times, and then I rub my ball around my hands a couple of times, and then I put my fingers in the hole, and I'm ready to roll now. And I line up my feet on the lanes, and I line up my shot, and I'm thinking, okay, this got to be a strike, because I need a strike to cinch my 200 game. And I rolled the ball, and I slid across the floor, and it said, pow! And I got a strike, and I was like slapping myself 5, going, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. And I went back and slapped my partner's 5, and I'm like, yeah, this is the game. All right. So that was my first shot in the 10th frame. So I got my ball. I picked it up again, and I rolled. I got ready to roll. I took my four-step delivery and rolled the ball, and I watched it break to the hole. Pow! Oh, it was beautiful. Strike. And I said, oh, yeah, well, that's my 200. Now I'm working on 220. So now I got to get at least 8 pins to get a 220. If not, I'm going to end up with a 216. So I'm like, okay, and I get my bowling ball, and I line up my mark on the alley, and I'm thinking about the ball, and I'm like, okay, we're going to have a good ball this time. We're going to go with two strikes. So I'm going to hit the pocket this time. And I get up, and I take my four-step delivery, and I reach out, and I'm posing with my arms straight out and my leg kicked back, and I'm sliding across the lane, and I hit the pocket, pow, and I get 10. Oh, yeah, and I'm like, I see that 10-pin shaking, but he fell. And I saw that 7-pin shaking, and he fell. And I knew that was my 200 game. That was 224 for the house. And I told the guys, I said, yeah, man, that was a good game. And we ended up having the high score for the bowling alley for that first game. And I was happy about that. And everybody was happy. I was on their team. And I was really happy that I bowled really well.
To hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
Down, baby. Ooh, oh, oh, yeah.
we have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G-Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G-Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is the symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G-Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G-Money gear and send it to us. And we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube.
And we looked up and the blunt had gone all the way to the top of the arena.
Big Mouth Productions and G-House Media presents.
I hate being wet. In fact, I get mad when I gotta take a shower.
The one you've been waiting for.
And when we finish with the front side, I'll turn you over and do the back.
G-Money, the teacher from the streets.
And I was like a DUI. How did I get a DUI?
G-Money, the pimp comic.
I like crack. Boy, crack is the shit.
You don't want to sleep on this one.
I had been drinking, so I was feeling no pain. And I was driving.
G-Money, the pimp comic and teacher from the streets. Coming soon to a liquor store near you.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? Would you like to make a lot of money? Would you like to increase your wealth? Would you like to be rich? Would you like to increase your personal net worth? Well, you need to join G-Money's wealth building team. Join Team We Believe. That's right. You can join the team by going to Gregory G. Money Girard's Facebook page or go to Storytime with G. Money and sign up with GS Partners and join the wealth building team. That's right. We're building wealth in the communities all over the world. So all you have to do, sign up and become a member of GS Partners Wealth Building Situation. And you can start collecting G999 coins. The more coins you own, the more money you can make. And the more money you make, the richer you can be. You can increase your personal wealth by millions of dollars. So contact G-Money Radio Show and listen to the daily report on the value of the G999 coin for your networking pleasure. The more coins you own, the more money you'll make. So join Team We Believe. You can be rich.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G-Money, the pimp comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So welcome, everybody, to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I want to invite everybody to my social media platforms. I want to invite you to G Money's TikTok platform to listen to the jokes that I recorded for your listening pleasure. And I want you to go to Instagram, to the G Money, the Pimp Comic Instagram page, and listen to the stories and the music and the rants that I recorded for your listening pleasure. And then go to G Money, the Pimp Comics Twitter page, and listen to the rants and the videos, the music videos that I recorded for your listening pleasure. And then go to YouTube and listen to G Money, the Pimp Comics YouTube page, and listen to the songs that I recorded, plus the rants and the stories that I recorded on YouTube for your listening pleasure. And then go to SoundCloud and listen to the music that I recorded for your listening pleasure on SoundCloud. I have 50 songs, but I think I have 30 songs that I recorded on SoundCloud for you to listen to. So listen to G Money, the Pimp Comic, and listen to my music. And then after you do that, go to my website, www.storytimewithgmoney.com, and listen. Check out all of the menus in the website. The first menu would be blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard. That's my radio show where I've recorded 780 radio shows. And you can go through and listen to the stories, the jokes, and the music that we play on the radio, and enjoy the entertainment that we recorded for your listening pleasure. And then go down the menu and then go to G Money's fan club and register as a fan so that you can get recognized when it's your birthday or a special time in your life. You can be recognized as a fan club member. You put your name, your address, your phone number, and your birth date, and we will recognize you on your special day. And then go to my product store, and you can get some G Money products in the product store. We have over 200 products in the product store that you can buy with the G with the $3 sign. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. So you can get it with the G, with the $3 signs, which is G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. And then you go to the story menu, and you can listen to, I got 18 story albums that are about an hour and a half long each album, but I have a lot of different stories that I recorded for your listening pleasure. And you can buy the albums for $20 each. They're available for sale. And then you can listen to them anytime with your family and your friends. And some of them are funny. Some of them are serious, but all of them are exciting stories. So enjoy them, because that's what I put them up there for your entertainment pleasure. And then you can go and pull up my comedy album. I got a comedy album with about 200 jokes on it that you can listen to for your listening pleasure. And I think you can even buy the comedy album. I think it's like $9 for the comedy album that you can record. And you can download the comedy album so that you can play all the jokes in your house for your family and your friends. And then you can go to the music section. And I have 5 music albums with 10 songs each. So I've recorded 50 songs, some hip-hop, some rap, a lot of R&B, because I'm a singer as well as a rapper and a comedian. So I've recorded country western songs and my R&B and my hip-hop songs for your listening pleasure. So pull up the albums and listen to the music, and I'm sure you'll be entertained because my songs have been written with my heart in mind for your entertainment pleasure. And then after you go to that page, then you go check out Facebook, and you can check out Gregory G. Money Gerard's Facebook page for my personal page, and you can check out Storytime with G. Money Facebook page, which is my business Facebook page for all of the entertainment and the ads and stuff that I run for your listening pleasure and for your entertainment pleasure. So I'm G Money, the pimp comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. And now that you know, go and ask somebody or tell somebody and bring them to the website and to my stories so they can listen and be entertained as you are every time you listen to my radio show. I'm G Money, the pimp comic, and I'm out of here. Talk to you later. Bye. Now back to the radio show. We'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
I went and sat at the bus stop waiting for my ride to go home. And these two girls walked by me, and they said, well, why don't you come with us? One girl was tall and dark-skinned, and the other girl was light-skinned, but she was beautiful. So I'm walking home with them. And I get to the house, and I ask the real pretty one, I said, where do you live? You don't look like you're from around here. And she says, no, I go to school in Lakewood, and I'm in the 11th grade. And I said, you're in the 11th grade? So why are you out here with her at 2 o'clock? And the other girl says, well, I'm teaching her how to work the streets. And I said, oh, okay, that sounds good.
Yahoo! Yahoo! Ah, ah, ooh! stop me. No, no. Just watch me, and I'll show you how.
Be a freak, gonna loop, and we can loop all night.
Oh, desperate, my body feels just right.
Work your body with my body, and we'll sexuate till the time is right. Yeah.
And I'll show you how.
Go, 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 and I'll let you know
tonight.
Just how to move.
Oh, desperate, my body feels just right.
Take your breath, take your breath, and let the vibe.
And all the young fathers out there that didn't know what they were doing, they had no dick control, and they ended up having the baby. Well, shit like that happens, you know. And like a lot of the guys I know, they say, it ain't my baby. It wasn't my baby. But, yes, it was your baby. You're the one that put your dick in the situation. So you got to deal with it. Now you get daddy present on Father's Day. Even though you may not be a good father, at least you pay child support. And if you don't, you should be. So pay it and don't complain about it. Take care of your kids because you made them. They didn't ask to be here. And if you take good care of them, they will be good citizens. So look after your kids and thank your daddy for putting that nut in there to get you here.
My comedy album is going to be a big hit. So get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
This is G-Money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming. And it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want. But they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located. Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? Would you like to make a lot of money? Would you like to increase your wealth? Would you like to be rich? Would you like to increase your personal net worth? Well, you need to join G-Money's wealth building team. Join Team We Believe. That's right. You can join the team by going to Gregory G. Money Girard's Facebook page or go to Storytime with G. Money and sign up with GS Partners and join the wealth building team. That's right. We're building wealth in the communities all over the world. So all you have to do, sign up and become a member of GS Partners Wealth Building Situation. And you can start collecting G999 coins. The more coins you own, the more money you can make. And the more money you make, the richer you can be. You can increase your personal wealth by millions of dollars. So contact G-Money radio show and listen to the daily report on the value of the G999 coin for your net worth and pleasure. The more coins you own, the more money you'll make. So join Team We Believe. You can be rich.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the pimp comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year. So welcome, everybody, to Gregory's Stories. Well, I think the clock on the wall says that's all. It's time for us to shut it down and for me to go somewhere. I got people to see and places to go, don't you know? And today is Monday, Memorial Day, so I want to wish everybody a happy Memorial Day since we're living in the land of the home of the brave and the land of the peace and harmony. That's right. We're not going to deal with any more killings here in the U.S. of A. We're going to stop all that because we decided that we're going to start hanging people. If they want to kill people, we'll just hang them from the tree or from a light pole or something. That's how we're going to deal with all these people that want to go around and shooting people. Yep, I believe we need to hang them. Hang them from a tree. And once they start hanging around, then they'll think about it before they do some dumb stuff like going and shooting up the neighborhood or shooting up the stores or shooting up the schools. They'll think about it twice or three times because it ain't no more sitting in jail for 30 years waiting on death row to die. We're just going to hang you. We're going to put you in a tree and hang you by your neck. That's right. That's how we're going to do that. I think that'll be justice for all. All right. Well, in the meantime, I want to play a song called Old School Flow. So listen to my song as I sing it in memory of those that died to give us peace and harmony here in the planet, the United States. Peace and harmony. Old school flow. Okay, DJ, play my song for the listening audience. And then we'll do some birthday wishes. How about that? And then I'll get out of here because I got places to go and people to see, don't you know? So, my song, Old School Flow. Money and I'm here to say I rap on the microphone like back in the day. I came to party, didn't come to play. Can't stop me now, pick five all day. I'm G Money, number one on the mic. Got diamonds on my fingers, the kind that you like. Got my name on my hat and my name on my shoes. Step master of the blue spot, blue stepping crew. I'm G Money, used to live in the park, getting high with my homeboys in the park after dark. The camp was a lot, and then the desert hurt. The camp blew up like a battlefield nurse. I'm G Money, and I'm blowing up the spot. Got all of my homeboys smoking up all my pot. All of my ladies singing, ready or not. All my lyrics, big, nasty, and hot. I'm hot like a blazing fire, burning up the planet. Double dates with Christy and her roommate, Janet. All of my women cooking home-cooked meals. My skin is shiny like a black seal. I'm G-Money, ladies love my style. I'm cool in the neighborhood, they love my smile. I'm running through the city and I'm walking for a mile. Don't call me on the phone unless you call my dial. I'm G-Money, it's a family affair. I'm hanging with the homies and we go everywhere. They say I'm so fly, they call me Savoy Fair. Girls in my neighborhood, French braid my hair. I'm G-Money, and I'm swinging on a swing. Like a gangster on the run, I'm like a street king. I'm G-Money, and I want the world to know I'm an OG gangster with the old school flow. Old school flow, old school flow. Old school flow, old school flow. I'm G-Money, and I want the world to know I'm a straight OG with the old school flow. Old school flow, old school flow. I'm G-Money, and I'm here to say I rap on the microphone like back in the day. Came to party, didn't come to play. Can't stop me now, 6-5 all day. I'm G-Money, the pimp comes. And if you didn't know, now you know. And now that you know, go tell somebody. Heard me? Yeah, that's old school flow. That's G-Money's old school flow. I like that song very much, and I hope you enjoyed it. All right, now it's time for us to recognize the birthdays that are celebrating today on May 30th, 2022. So DJ Papa D, do you have a list of my fans or my friends that are celebrating their birthday today on May 30th, 2022?
Yes, I do. Simica Gray is 38 years old today. Happy birthday, Simica. Tia Simmons has a birthday today. Kalia S. Johnson has a birthday. Tony Williams has a birthday today. Tisha Rutherford is 47 years old today. Melissa Thompson has a birthday today. Sylvia Bowden Hill, PhD, who's a Zeta, has a birthday today. Linda Lyles Gillis is 57 years old today. Dr. Egypt Grandison has a birthday today. Diane Jen Wright, who is also a Zeta. And last but not least, Justin Virgil Say, CA, who is a Sigma, has a birthday today. Happy birthday to everyone on May 30th, 2022.
Happy birthday to all of you that are celebrating. Today is your special day. Today is Memorial Day. So we're celebrating your birthday along with those that died for our peace and our freedom in the United States. Happy Memorial Day and happy birthday to everybody that's celebrating their birthday today. And I want to say, I hope you get some, you know, some cake or some candy or some ice cream or something like that, because today is just a special day. And I know God's going to bless you with the grace and love that you deserve to be alive and kicking today as you're celebrating your special day. So I'm G-Money, and I want to sing a birthday song for you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. God bless you with the grace that the good Lord has died for your sins and blessed you for eternity, or life after death can be yours. So, happy birthday to all of the birthday people. And I want to say, all together, let's pray. Talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible that says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus, since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom, and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district, so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together, and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name, I say, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord God on high. Amen.
Joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.